Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is the Wednesday, February 7, 2017, as we are kicking off a great, great month for February for small business owners to give you guys wealth tools and tips to assist you in building your network in the area where you do business. We're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. I am super excited. In reference to the reviews and responses that I got last week, in reference to marketing your small business in your area, and we're going to be doing these marketing tools and tips campaigns, showing you guys how to do that effectively without spending a whole great deal of capital. But today, I'm going to share with you on basically how to market, build your small business with marketing campaigns. 2018, ladies and gentlemen, this is a brand new year. This is an opportunity, first quarter of the year, to start getting your business up and running off the ground like never before. I say this all the time about the five P's of marketing, in which we're talking about people, product, price, place, promotion, and as well as making sure that you have all of the information you need to build and grow. So I want you guys to take copious notes. I want you to take get in a little quiet spot and basically just tune in to what we're going about to share with you today that's going to help you to market your small business today. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I have designed and put together a lot of websites this year, 2018, in the city of Houston, as we have entrepreneurs and new startups, because my target market and my company at Global Touch Enterprise is to new startups and new companies and entrepreneurs who are starting new businesses. And no matter what market they get into, it's all about understanding your market, your target market, your age demographics, and then as well as how can I connect your content and what am I speaking to them for them to come on over to purchase directly from me versus what my other competitors are doing or not doing today. So it's always about research, and we always talk about putting together some information that's going to help you look at some things that's going to put you in the front forefront of everybody else. You want to set yourself apart, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to your business, no matter what industry you're in. But if it's a growing industry, which I'm hoping you are a part of, then you want to make sure you're on the cutting edge, technologically speaking, as well as content and grammar speaking, when it comes to infomercials or infographics that you put together, your videos that you put on your websites to portray. And you guys should be doing these little infomercials right now like clockwork, what I call webmercials, which basically you put a little video on your website to talk about a product or service that you're providing in the marketplace and that you spread that throughout in social media. If you're not putting that together, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be missing out on some other opportunities to build and grow. So let's get into what we're going to be talking about today. Now, anyone familiar with the story of David and Goliath knows David didn't need to be big to win the battle. The creative thought he put into the battle is what did it for him, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that and a little in what God has given him. But here's what I want to share with you. Small business owners who lack deep pockets are forced to rely mostly on the strengths of their marketing strategy and creativity. But let me share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. Excellent execution of a well-planned, strategic, and creative marketing campaign can yield great results. And that's what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen. We want to yield great results. So I want to share with you some opportunities here that you can start to do today and every day of the week if you're going to be successful in your business, if you want to be. And I know you do because you wouldn't be tuning in on my show if you didn't. So I'm super excited in reference to giving you guys these opportunities here, wealth nuggets, what I call tools and tips, that's going to assist you on building and growing your network in the area where you do business. So let's talk about it. Marketing. What is the basis of building and starting a marketing campaign? Marketing is going to be your lifeline, your lifeblood of your business, meaning that I'm going to promote, one of the five P's of marketing, promote my company's business information everywhere I go. Now, advertising, putting together campaigns, contests, or incentives for your customers or target market. And knowing your target market is going to be half the battle. And also reaching into building your creative content, and you have to be creative, ladies and gentlemen, in what you're trying to represent. How do you market anything? If you look at what's going on in marketing today, it is one of the strongest, most lucrative entity in business today. Why, Ed, is that? Well, one of the reasons is because you're talking about reaching to a mass group of population in the United States. And if you're global and you're doing business not just locally or nationally but globally, which is the three, then you basically want to put something together that's going to reach your market in other countries. Well, let's just start on a local level, marketing. Who in your community are you connected to? What part of your business marketing campaign or plan that you put together is connected within your community? Chamber of Commerce, your local news stations, TV stations, your local newspaper, business newspaper, because they have that, and then also your magazines. Magazine advertising is a big thing right now in reference to the type of magazines you connect with that's going to be in correspondent to your business. You don't want to just put yourself in any magazine or any newspaper that is not on the business side. You notice that's why they have they break it down based on the market. Who are we marketing to? Business people? Financially, target of people are you trying to reach? If you notice, in retail, they put information in the communities or they build in those communities based on not only the age demographics, but also the financial demographics of those people. And their clothing or their retail products is going to be privy to that network or to that community based on their financial statuses. So if you're looking at marketing to a particular group in your community, you want to make sure you have something within those ranges. Putting together a campaign, for instance, will give you opportunities to really sing to the masses, and they will basically hear you and come and connect with you because they want to know exactly what it is you got. And if they check you out, if you're a brick-and-mortar location or if you're just internet or you both, you want to definitely do the inbound and outbound marketing campaigns on a regular weekly basis. Your campaigns have to run weekly. In order to be successful in business today, you have to run a consistent marketing campaign day in, day out, 24/7. Thus, where social media comes in at, why it's so imperative that you do this on the social level, and as well as putting together ad campaigns. Not big ones, but small ones. Small enough or medium size enough where people can see it and read it. And if you're in the coffee shops and other local businesses that do allow you to advertise with them, then you want to connect with them as well. See, it's already, the roadmap is already laid. All you have to do is follow it based on what you want to do uniquely, different from your competitors, and uniquely and different from everybody else. So all you have to do is make sure that you're putting together that campaign regularly on a weekly basis. Your website, again, is a marketing tool. If you use it properly, your website could be the key, meaning that people can schedule appointments, they can ask questions or inquiries about orders. You can set up an email list where they can basically, you have built your contacts there, and you can share promotions on a regular weekly basis via email. And if they have a phone number, you can post that to on a text. Text marketing is also another big winner, as well as email marketing. You have so many things. And I know a lot of people say, Ed, but it's so much. What do I do? How do I get considered to make sure I'm doing it the right way? Well, you have to know what your business is about, who you want to market to, and how you want to market it. And then, again, if you don't have a big budget, then for small business owners, we don't need a big budget of marketing campaigns to run something. All we have to do is make sure that whoever's in the hunt of reaching the masses, like we are, we're all in the hunt to reach the masses. So if we're in the hunt to reach the masses, then we got to find that group that is also in the hunt so that way we can connect and we all win. Again, ladies and gentlemen, utilizing the win-win formula, what's important now? And I share this all the time. When you use the win formula, you can put together short campaigns, where it doesn't take you a lot of money, but you get results. The key focus is getting results, following one course until successful, and then you make sure that you put together this campaign regularly and making sure that you get feedback from your target market so that way you know what to tweak, what works, what don't work, what's selling in your company. What's not selling in your company? How can I market this? If they don't know what you got, people won't know what to get. You have to promote it. Again, that famous P, to put a super cape on your back where you can soar like Superman and become a superhero in marketing and your company's business, to whereas people will come to you on a regular, consistent basis. You want repeat business? Market properly. Put together marketing campaigns, whereas it's done from Sunday through Saturday of each week. You got your target market, your age demographics, and then the financial in your community. Are you connected within your community to do business? Do they know who you are in the community? Are you representing yourself as a business owner about what your brand is all about? And then are you sharing that? A small advertising dollars, ladies and gentlemen, but you want to be effective with each dollar you spend in marketing. You're not here to just try as a fly-by-night thing or throw it up there and see what sticks, but no, your goal is to use the dollars you have wisely, making sure that you're getting some results and you're getting the traffic that you need. Now, here's the other part in marketing, the closing department. Who's closing the deals? It's good to market, but now can you close? You can get a lot of people traffic to your site or to your business. They're all looking. You marketed enough where you got people to come in, but now what about the closing part? Who's your closer? And what is it going to take for them to close the deal if you have people in place? Are you training them? The product may sell itself, but again, if you don't close properly and you don't present it properly, then that won't sell, no matter what product it is. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about selling you. It's you incorporated selling you. They buy into you, not just the product, but you. How are you representing your product, your brand, your company? And who do you have on your team that's going to help you put it together? Again, teamwork makes the dream work. Together, everyone achieves more. And have your customers to be your runners to spread the news. Any promotions, any movies, anything that's out in the marketplace, notice how we're promoting it. Word of mouth advertising still works today, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what nobody says. If you do it properly, you treat your guests with great experience, giving them the great experience, that would keep them coming back to you over and over and over again. You're going to build strategic relationships. You got to do it with your target market. And not only that, the other local businesses, Chamber of Commerce, and all of the other entities, nonprofit organizations, you got churches, you got a lot of entities, other businesses within your group, coffee shops, gas stations, all of these different tools. These are tools, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention to that, tools. Money is nothing but a tool as well. How we spend that money as a tool makes it or breaks it for us. What are you building with this money? What are you adding to it growth-wise? Again, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. And without growth, ladies and gentlemen, we just exist. We're not here to live. And we're not here for that. So you want to keep in mind that you want to put together this campaign, marketing campaign, on a regular, consistent basis, weekly, in season, out of season. This is the first quarter of the new year. What are you doing now? This is February, March, we're in the first quarter. How are we running the February campaigns for the month of February 2018? What are we doing day in and day out? Are we being consistent? You can't do it 1 week and then stop and then come back and think you can do it again. No. Everyone who tunes into this show at GTE Professional Network Radio knows I'm here. When I promote it on social media. So they may know when to tune in to this show at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, like clockwork. It's a 30-minute show just to give you guys tools and tips, wealth nuggets to help you build and grow. That's the most important thing you should be focused on a regular, consistent basis. And I want to like to thank a lot of businesses that I've helped this year so far. And then we got a new magazine that's out, the fashion paper, Miss So we have a lot of opportunities for everybody to build and grow. Miss LaCrystal Styles in Fort Worth, Texas, who has the fashion paper magazine, is advertising just $25 for an ad in her paper, her magazine. She's a fashion expert, fashion guru. So if you're doing clothing, if you have a retail business that sells anything on the clothing side, you would want to advertise there. You would want to advertise in magazines that's partnered with you. It's a partnership, ladies and gentlemen, to whereas it's a co-oping opportunity for you to continue to grow. Co-oping is big today, especially in the electronics industry. Now, a lot of manufacturers now on one item, moving products, whether it's TVs, electronically speaking, whether it's TVs, Bluetooth speakers, you name it. There is a collaboration there. But everybody wins. Case in point, you do the same thing in your company, in your community. You co-op and partner with other people, other businesses in your group, in your area, in your community, and guess, watch how fast you grow. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can't do this all by yourself. You're not an island. So I want to give a shout-out to Ms. LaCrystal Styles for opportunities of that magnitude of what she's sharing and what she's doing out of Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, to where she's helping others grow as she grows. It's a win-win for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. You grow, they grow. They grow, you grow. Again, utilizing the win formula, what's important now? That's the most important thing. Growth, building, getting your results, promoting your company on a regular, consistent basis, having the right content, marketing campaigns that you put together each and every week, and letting the world know that you are here to do business. You don't, closed mouths don't get fed. So you don't eat if you don't open your mouth. And if you don't tell it, and you don't have anybody in your on your team who's telling it, or you don't have any customers that you that purchased from you recently that don't tell it, then you, who? What are you doing? So you have to be the one to be the bottom line of getting that result that you're looking for, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm super excited for this opportunity to share this with you in reference to building your brand, whether you're in business online or in business of brick and mortar. Whatever community you're a part of across this country, ladies and gentlemen, we have a plethora of opportunities, great things that we could be doing on a regular, consistent basis when it comes to marketing our product or service. If you're a service business, it's simple. If you're a product business, it's easy too. If you have a website where they can purchase directly online, and then they're telling you, internet sales is booming. Webinars that we created now this year or now in this part of 2018, 2017, and so forth, in the last 5 to 10 years, we've nothing but continued growth. And it's steady growing. Are you a part of it? Are you adopting to it? Do you understand how it works? Do you know what it takes to market on a regular basis or for your website? Again, your website is a tool, but it's a marketing tool for people to see you and understand exactly what it is you do. When people go to my website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, they know I do web design and marketing. And I have this radio show, GTE Professional Network Radio, to assist them on marketing campaign put together to grow their network. Again, you're building a network, not just a business, but a network. And the more people you help get what they want, you automatically get what you want. We're in the service business, ladies and gentlemen. Are you serving the masses? Are you a server or are you a taker? And if you're just in a taking business, that's not going to cut it. You have to be in a service business. So understand this well. The service of many leads to greatness. And we say that all the time. The service of many leads to greatness. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited. I'm glad you had this chance and opportunity to tune into this edition of Wealth Edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And again, we want to continue to do the marketing campaigns, marketing, marketing, marketing. I am super for this year, 2018, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you this. We will be talking about marketing till we blue in the face, until we all get it. Small business owners, entrepreneurs, freelancers, you guys can do so much more than what you're doing right now if we just take the time to do it right the first time. And if we take these simple nuggets, wealth tools and tips, that everybody's doing on a regular, consistent basis. What do you think your competitors are doing now? What are they putting together now? Where do they get their inspiration, their ideas? How creative are they? Are they more creative than you? I think not. Because you took the time to tune in, to listen to get some ideas as to what can I do to grow my business today. Well, we're going to help you with that. And again, this is an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, like never before. If we take the time to do it right the first time, then we won't have to worry about it the second time. And so with that, I just want to leave you with this, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure, ladies and privilege from my brother Les Brown. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to keep your focus on the P's of 5 P's of marketing, but promotions. Promote, promote, promote. You can never stop promoting. And the fortune is always in the follow-up. You have some inquiries that you haven't followed up on or some questions that people may have had that asked about a particular product or service of your company and you have not followed up with them, you lost money. You lost money. You need to follow up with everybody in everything that comes your way and utilizing the 3-foot rule, ladies and gentlemen. If you're 3 feet within me, I'm going to tell you about what I do, what my business is all about, my company. And so I'm going to have marketing materials, campaigns that I'm going to run with. You want to do this, ladies and gentlemen, basically every single week throughout this year, 2018. Do not stop. Do not quit. Do not hesitate. Win and win big. Dream. Dream big. Promote. Promote big. That's the theme of this year, 2018, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm super excited for you. I'm glad you have this chance to tune in and continue to learn as you earn, ladies and gentlemen, because this is you're going to learn as you earn business. And utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people. And until then, next week, we're going to talk more about marketing campaigns that we can run in our small businesses. So until then, keep the faith and keep building the dream.